Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Well, Michelle, we have a little something to digest today. Come on, you love it. We're going down to the gut of the matter. Come on, women out there, most of you are bloating it out. Your bellies sometimes are residing in another state, and you're feeling terrible. That's right. Try zipping that sucker up. And then what about all of our just feelings?
IBS. You know? IBS. Diverticulitis. All the things I have.
Yeah, man. So now we're going to be talking to Lisa Spencer, who's a board-certified health coach and therapeutic lifestyle educator, who's going to help us really go through some of her own history. You know, she suffered from IBS symptoms and how she began to put together the whole story for better digestive health. Welcome to Her Radio, Lisa. Michelle and I are so happy you're on. And yes. Yeah, well, let's get to the matter here. The question is, how did you get involved with this? Why are you interested in this? And, you know, how can we help women, our listeners out there, understand their digestive system even better?
Well, you know, at 42, I had a real health crisis with my digestion. And I don't think that we even think about digestion until we have a problem with it. It's just something that's not very, very sexy or fun to think about. And so I just had a huge problem, and it started really quickly, and it was very impactful on my life. So basically, I was not eliminating well, and everything I tried was not working. And it got to the point where, like you say, the bloating was so bad, everything I ate seemed to just make me sick. And so I went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and finally convinced one of my doctors to let me have a colonoscopy. And, you know, at my age, they weren't suspecting anything, and then discovered that I did have precancerous polyps, which was completely blew my mind, really. I had always eaten pretty well as far as I was concerned, whole foods, a lot of grains, that type of thing. So it was a huge shock. And then I just went on this path to try to figure out what was wrong, because I was being prescribed things like Miralax. None of those things were working. So no. I just went on this quest to deep dive into how the digestive system works. And that was really my question, is like, why was this happening? I didn't understand how why it was happening. So
this is, you know, I'm sure something that so many women out there who are listening in really identify with. So let's go for some tips to help with these digestive issues. I know that hydration is important, right?
Absolutely. And I think we all know that, but are we drinking water? So when I work with people where they have these issues, I immediately start with water, because I think we think we're drinking it, and often we aren't. So a good way to do that is to just get a BPA-free container and just fill that up. Just get a 32-ounce container, fill that up in the morning, put some lemon in it, bring it with you to work, get into that habit, and do two of those a day, and you've got your minimum down, and that's just a great thing to get started with.
All right, and then right along with that is fiber, right?
Absolutely. Fiber, and especially if you start increasing your fiber, you're definitely going to want to, you know, increase your water as well. So fiber is another one where I think we think we're getting it, but we're not. So I actually do recommend a fiber powder in the form of starting doing something like a green smoothie and adding fiber to that in the morning. That's a great way to start getting your fiber in. And obviously there's a lot of wonderful, you know, berries are a great high fiber food, raspberries, blackberries, apples,
right,
are wonderful, things like
well,
that. And then flax.
There's a total amount out there too. I think everyone out there should know that they should be getting it about 40 grams a day, and most women are barely making it to 15. So come on, you know, let's fiber it up out there. And probiotics are something that a lot of people are looking at. You know, you see a lot of these yogurts now with probiotics, and I think that, you know, putting some of that into the diet dietary intake is very important as well. But there's also another piece here, too, and that is, how about that stress word? Do you think that women really stress it out in their gut?
Absolutely. The gut has its own brain. So, and I do think that we are so used to running around and eating in the car and even being stressed about what we're eating. I think a lot of us don't even know what we should be eating, so then we're stressed about that too. So it's just huge. Stress is one of the biggest culprits in digestive issues.
Michelle, do you hear that a lot on Empower Her?
Well, I had someone this morning who I've been trying to help through this, started with IBS, then diverticulitis, and it's men and women both, but really for women, a lot of what happens is when their hormone levels decline. I don't know if this happened to you, Lisa, but, at 42, that's what happened to me. And so I was on that slippery slope like you were, going from doctor to doctor. And no one ever told me to hydrate. No one ever told me to use probiotics. They didn't tell me that stress could cause this. And I also, too, had precancerous polyps, by the way, that... Oh, yeah, I did. I mean, your story and my story are so similar, but they gave me a hysterectomy to fix my problem, which actually made it worse. So, we know that the digestive issues are so huge for women. And we also know that, for one of the things for me was that magnesium changed my life. I mean, completely changed my life. Once I got my hormones balanced and got a little bit of magnesium in my system, along with enough fiber and all the other things that we've mentioned, it just changed everything for me.
Yeah,
magnesium you can also get in some of the better calcium supplements, which we have to have anyway, which are also fortified with vitamin D. So you get a chance to kind of get a triple hitter here. So, Lisa, I got a question for you. So you're talking about probiotics, and most women just sort of go glazed-eyed because there's 900 different probiotics out there. So what do you do? I mean, what are you recommending?
I recommend that there's not a one-size-fits-all for probiotics, but you want to get the higher quality types. And then I think it's good to switch them around, because basically what they're doing is re-inoculating your gut with healthy bacteria. So why not switch it up and get different versions of that? That's what I usually recommend. And I love Thorne's products. They have a great one called Floramend, and then Metagenics has a wonderful one called Ultraflora. That's
Ultraflora,
fabulous.
Yeah.
So those are the ones I usually work with.
I think that's very important. Also, making sure to get your yogurt in and, basically helping replenish the bacterial flora in the gut. Yeah, it's really interesting, the research now that's being done. Michelle, you and I were talking about this the other day, and that is that we now have an entire sort of gut biome. In other words, there's a whole world that exists in the gut, and that the gut really reflects so much of what our mind and our body are being exposed to, everything from stress, obviously, to the junk that we eat, the good foods we do eat or maybe not eat. And they're all reflected in the gut, and we kind of blow off the gut until it finally, implodes, and we end up with all kinds of problems. And we as women are subject to so much. We're vulnerable to not only hormonal fluctuations, but stress and the rest of it. So if I can just summarize here a little bit, Lisa, I mean, you've just done a fantastic job of helping us remember, hydrate, get that fiber and the probiotics, and watch the stress. Everyone, we've been with Lisa Spencer, who is a board-certified health coach, helping us understand IBS and other gut issues. And we're so happy you've been here on Her Radio with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Lisa. It was great having you on the show. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Check out empower.com/herchat for upcoming topics. Stay well.